From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. In 2000, the United States and Cuba were at war, not over embargoes or political ideology, but over the future of a six-year-old Cuban boy. The child had been found months earlier clinging to an inner tube off Florida after his mother and others drowned trying to reach the United States. In Cuba, his father wanted him back. His family in Miami wanted to keep him here. The boy is a man now, and when he appears at the start of a new documentary that bears his name, he has this to say.
Soy Elian Gonzalez.
I'm Elian Gonzalez.
Tal vez me recuerda.
You may remember me.
Tal vez no.
You may not. With us in the studio is Tim Golden, one of the two directors of the film titled Elian. Tim, it's so good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
In many documentaries, there's always some unanswered question the filmmaker is going after. In the case of Elian Gonzalez, what was the burning question for you?
Well, I think we wanted to see what had become of Elian, what had become of his family in Miami. One of the remarkable things about this story is that despite the extraordinary trauma and emotion that surrounded it in Miami particularly, it just went away. Weeks after Elian went back to Cuba, you had the Republican and Democratic conventions. You had the extraordinary 2000 election and hanging chads. You had George W. becoming president, followed by 9/11. And nobody really went back to this story in a deeper way. There was no book. There was no magazine piece. There was no film. There was a really kind of terrible made-for-TV movie. But that was about it.
One vivid memory for so many people here, especially in Miami's Cuban exile community, is that night. The night when the federal officers came and took Elian from the home of his Miami relatives.
I'm sure for a lot of people, this is still an open wound. It hasn't really healed. I think it was a very emotional, very difficult moment. And I think people have legitimate questions about whether the government needed to use the level of force that they used to come get the boy. I'm not sure that there has been all that much reconsideration of how this happened and whether people acted in the best way they could.
What was it like so many years after covering that small little boy to see him now as a grown man and hear what he thinks about all of this?
I think what's remarkable is really that he has grown up through a combination, I think, of the love of his family and the very careful kind of combination of therapy and political education that he's had in Cuba. To have a really strong and coherent worldview. It's certainly a political orientation that anguishes people in the Cuban-American community. But I think you also can't fail to be struck by the fact that this person seems to be sort of psychologically whole after all the trauma that he's lived through.
We've been chatting with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Tim Golden, who co-directed the documentary Elian. The film opens today and is set to run through June 8th at O Cinema in Miami Beach and June 7th at Cinema Paradiso in Hollywood. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.